What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
All right, we should have on the line all the way from Melbourne, Australia. Should have the Sun Fruits. Are you there, guys? Hang on. Oh, wait.
Here we go.
Let me press that. There we go. That's better. I can hear
you
now.
How you going?
How are you? Who's on the phone? I know that there's a Gene and who else?
Yes. There's Gene here and?
And Winnie.
Gene and Winnie. Sun Fruits all the way from Melbourne. How's it going over there and what's up?
Going well. We're going to be over there in your hood really soon.
Mm-hmm. You're heading down to play at Nesfest in 2023 down in the Hawke's Bay. At the beautiful Hawke's Bay Showgrounds. It is a fantastic location. Have you guys ever been, A, to New Zealand or B, to the Hawke's Bay?
I've been to the South Island. I've never been to the North Island or Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, I've never been to New Zealand after all. I'm literally so excited.
Yes.
We are so excited.
Well, I mean, what's the plan? Do you guys fly into Auckland and then drive down to the Hawke's Bay? Are you going to fly into the Hawke's Bay?
We've actually got... We're doing a... 7 shows before Nesfest, all around the North Island.
Oh, yeah, nice one.
Yeah, so we fly into Auckland on the 2nd and then got a whole run of shows. Hitting a bunch of spots. First show's in Gisborne at Smash Palace.
Oh, yeah, nice. Are you hiring a van and just making the trek?
Yeah, 10-seater.
Yes. Yeah. Just the four of you, there's four on Sun Fruits, right?
It's actually five. Four core members, though, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got the traveling Sun Fruits band plus driver, which will be fun.
Okay.
Because it's a little Third Eye kind of get-together in New Zealand, a little meet-up, which would be really nice with the Oogers and Joe Gat as well.
Okay. So the Oogers traveling with you on the road?
I think they've got their own van, but we're doing all the shows with them. And Joe and Michael Llewellyn, so really keen.
Ah, excellent! Oh, how exciting! What a great time to come and experience New Zealand, and hit the road and get out and play some summery shows. Oh, you guys are gonna have a blast, man! That's so awesome!
So excited.
Okay, so do you know what order you guys are playing these shows in?
Yeah, sure do. I've got the tour poster.
You got the run sheet? Yeah. Okay, right, hit me.
So we're hitting Gisborne on the 4th of January at Smash Palace.
Yep.
And then on the 5th, we're playing in Mount Maunganui. I don't know if I butchered that.
Yep.
At Totara Street. And then on the 6th, we're playing in Auckland at Whammy Bar.
Okay, yep.
And then on the 7th, we're in Coromandel playing at Eggcentric.
Oh, yeah, nice one. Oh, good one.
And then in the 8th, we're in Raglan playing at the Yard Music Cafe. Then we've got some time off in Raglan, so
do you guys
excited
surf?
About that.
Do you surf?
I surf pretty badly. We'll be hitting the swell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a few days off there. And then on the 12th, we're playing in New Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 13th, we're in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Nesfest, baby.
Up to the Hawke's Bay. Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty good stretch in the North Island. You guys are going to have a bloody good time.
Oh, yeah.
Nice one. Now, okay, the point of this evening's feature is obviously to give your shows a plug, but also just to help people get a feel for what it is you do. And I think tonight the brief was some of your inspiration. So you guys have chosen some songs. What would you like to start with and why?
Can we start with the Flaming Lips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Flaming Lips are a big part of my childhood, personally. Especially the Soft Bulletin album came out in 99, year I was born, and my parents must have been obsessed with it because I felt like that's all I heard in my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens with this huge track, Race for the Prize, and just the big, lush, big, wild sounds you hear are definitely a big inspiration of mine, and especially this new single that we just released, Believe It All. Lots of different sonic kind of things that you might hear in a Flaming Lips track, potentially, that I've tried to... has influenced me personally.
Definitely influenced the track, yeah.
Yeah. And so this song, Race for the Prize by the Flaming Lips. We'll be right back.
Flaming Lips, as selected by the Sunfruits from Melbourne, on the line right now. Hey dudes, there seems to be an incredibly strong psychedelic music scene in Australia at present. Can you verify this?
Yeah, there sure is. Mm. It's a big old melting pot.
Yep. Who are you? Do you have some favourite local artists?
Yeah, totally. I think the Lazy Eyes at the moment, we're mm-hmm. good pals with them, they're killing it. Bad Bangs, also good pals, also slaying it. Druid Fluids over in Adelaide. It seems like every city's got a little pocket of psychedelic.
Do you think all thanks to Tame Impala and Pond?
Yeah, look, I think they definitely helped start it.
Yeah. It seems to be so strong. Even on the heavier side, it seems like there is just so much stuff coming out. Australia, for us as listeners here in New Zealand, it seems like Australia is a pretty reliable source for, top quality sort of psyche rock stuff.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah, and there's also, it's just so, even with like punky stuff and just so many, it's really nice, like the little community in Melbourne. Yeah, it's just
feel pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel like Melbourne is starting to recover from all those COVID lockdowns? Have you guys just kind of like a corpse sprung back to life?
I think so. Yeah, it is nice. Like you can kind of just refresh your Instagram feed and see 100 gigs happening that week.
Yeah, show every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is, it's really nice to be back.
How do you choose between what you're going to give your attention in Melbourne?
It's a good question.
That is a really good question.
Sometimes you leave halfway through and go to the next place.
Yeah, that's a big vibe, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Going a few gigs in the
just
same
just to try night. And smash in as many gigs as possible.
Okay.
Or, unfortunately, not unfortunately, but, you go, all right, tonight we'll do this, and then we can wait till next week to see the next band, because they'll probably be playing again.
Yeah. Okay. What would you like to play next, and why?
You want to do Every Day by Wise Blood?
Yeah. I think 2019 Wise Blood was a real, just, like, moment for us. Album of the year. Just this record blew us away with production, songs,
songwriting, and like,
and just everything, and just taking everything to a bigger world sonically. And I think that's kind of, we were kind of like, whoa, we want to do bigger, get bigger strings, etc. Just go as larger than life. And this song especially was one of the first ones I think was released, or maybe one of, I don't know. It's
definitely a single.
I think it was a single, and it just was like, oh my god, this is it. This is great. And so more of a recent influence, but again, it's a great track, Every Day by Wise Blood.
Trying to make my keeper mine.
Swise Blood every day, as selected by Some Fruits. Now, a couple of years ago, Some Fruits, you did a song with Zoe Fox and the Rocket Clocks, who we've played a bit here on 95BFM. What was that experience like, putting together Mushroom Kingdom?
Yeah, that was so good. We're such fans of Zoe. Yeah, we just had written it, and we had a little, like, kind of bridge section, and we didn't know what we wanted to do vocally, and then we're like, oh, what about Zoe just, like, does her thing over the top?
Mm-hmm.
And she did, and she nailed it.
Is she also based in Melbourne?
Yeah, yeah.
So pretty easy to reach out to?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think we played some shows together, and we're all living locally. This was during lockdown as well, so it was all remotely.
Oh, yeah. 2020, eh?
2020, baby.
Now, okay, if for anyone that's just tuned in, the reason we're talking to Sun Fruits from Australia... over in Melbourne, is they are performing live down at Nesfest 2023, Saturday the 14th of January, down at the Tomoana Showgrounds on the Hawke's Bay. Let me spit that out, what a mouthful. If you've not been to Nesfest, it is a wicked old time, especially in this new festival location. I went down last year, and tell you what, it's beautiful. And Harry, who puts on Nesfest, does a wonderful job of dressing up the festival and just making sure that it is like a very immersive, excellent experience. So I give it my stamp of approval. If you're thinking about heading along, definitely grab yourself a ticket. Some Fruits, what's the next track that you have selected for us and why?
This is MGMT, The Youth. This is another vital childhood track for both of us, I reckon. I remember someone showed, I think maybe, it must have been like 2007 or something, primary school days, someone showed me this and I could not stop watching this. The chorus and the outro, and it's just the catchiest, nicest, cutest song.
Yeah, it's a big anthem.
It's an anthem.
Yeah, I had it on CD when I was in high school, and I'd listen to it every day because I guess I only had like 3 other CDs. So this one was on high rotation.
Yeah, incredible.
Very formative.
The Youth.
This is a call to arms to live and love and sleep together. We could flood the streets with love or light.
MGMT, the youth, they've actually been down here a few times and always throwing a pretty good party. Now, on the line, we've got Sunfruits. You guys have selected a track by Pond. Tell me why you've selected a song from Pond.
They're big influences for both me and Gene. I think we like bonded over Pond.
Yeah,
when
I think
we first met.
I think
yeah.
we used to play indoor soccer together as little kids, and one day Winnie came into the game and said, "Hey man, I just found this band, Pond," and I was like, "No, I just found this band Pond," and then I think ever since then we were on the same page.
Same wavelength.
Yeah, and which is so Pond. Very formative band for us and the rest of Sunfruits, I believe.
And we're so excited to play the same stage with them.
Oh yeah, they're playing at Nesfest.
Yeah,
it all ties in together. I forgot.
It all ties in.
How exciting! Yeah. Yes, very excited to see them down at Nesfest, man. They are really going to bring it.
Oh, it's going to be insane.
I guess you probably get to meet them in the backstage area and all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
Oh,
can't wait.
Oh, fingers crossed.
It's going to be one hell of a time.
Yeah.
And one hell of a band. Pond, this is what's
on Sitting Up on Our Cranes?
Sitting Up on Our Cranes. Classic. So good.
Classic Pond.
The lush production, the magical sonic realm they create it's just like no other. And this is the track.
Right, let's initiate this realm.
I'm not afraid.
That's Pond, as selected by Sunfruits, both artists appearing at Nesfest 2023 down the Hawke's Bay. And Sunfruits playing a show at Whammy on January the 6th, correct?
Yeah.
With the Oogers as well.
That's right.
Yeah, nice one. Now, hey dudes, we've got one of your tracks lined up, your new single, Believe It All. Tell me a bit about the process of recording this and the ideas that went into this track.
So, I believe, as we said before, it was the old lockdown times, and me and Winnie were just doing our, you know, daily check-ins, checking if everyone was okay, and then we're talking about Sunfruits and like what direction we're going and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And we were like, why don't we try a little more of a poppier track, you know, we could experiment. And so I think it was that night or that week or something, I just had a go at it and then came up with a little demo of this track, Believe It All. And
pretty much the demo was all written.
Yeah, like it was kind of done. Yeah, and then so we used, when we went in to record it, it was like, we just couldn't quite nail all the sounds again. And so we were like, why don't we just use the demo?
Mm.
And then
those keys?
Yeah, all the synths are the same and stuff. And yeah, and then Winnie plays drums on this track, where I usually play drums, and I jumped on the guitar and the vocals. So it's all kind of switched around a little bit, but still the same old Sunfruits. But yeah, this is our new track, Believe It All, out now.
All right, dudes. Hey, thank you very much for chatting to us this evening and selecting a bunch of fine tunes. We'll see you in New Zealand in the new year, hitting pretty much everywhere in the North Island in early January. And I'll say hi to you at Nesfest.
Hell yeah. Thanks so much for having
thanks
us.
Heaps.
All right, dudes. Here we go. Sunfruits, Believe It All.
Believe it, I believe it all. What you say?
What's Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.